דף י"ב ואנחנו בסוגיה של הכשרת מקצת נזכור ומתחילים להגיד שזה לא דווקא במקרה של בור של חופר פישה אומר הפאפה דף י"ב מה פתאום הפאפה יש עוד מקרה והאיקה עוד תניה המקרה של חמיש שישבו על ספסל אחד ולא שברו ובא אחד וישב עליו ושיברו האחרון חייב ואמר הפאפה כגון פאפה בר אבא מחר בעזרת השם נמשיך אם נעשה את התוספות של מה החשיבות של פאפה בר אבא מה זאת אומרת לי על האנשים האחרים okay? זה יהיה מחר שואל הגמרא איך היא דמי. כן? אין למה דבלב איהו לא איפר שיטה. כן? מאוד חשוב עכשיו. את הלשון הזה, זה מה שאנחנו נקרא הרשע. כלומר, מחשבת הגמרא להבין את הברייתא של הפאפה, זה כשאני אגיד, אני אגיד רשע בספר. אוקיי? הרשע זה זה. השאלה הזאת במחשבה ראשונה, ראשונית. אילמה דבלב איו, בלב האחרון, לא איתבר, הספסל לא יישבר, פשיטה. לכאורה שמה? שהאחרון כולו חייב, וזה לא המקרה של המשנה שלנו של מכשיר מקצת נזק. אלא דבלב איו נמי איתבר. בלעדיו זה גם כן יישבר. ושואל הגמרא, מה יקעבד? וזה מה שאנחנו עשינו שבוע שעבר, שאו שהוא פטור לגמרי, או לפחות 50-50. בסדר. סוף סוף, מתנית איך מתרצה. פה לא צריכה. זה עכשיו הסיפה. בסדר? אני רוצה לפנח קודם פה, there's a cipher code here. When the girl is going to use the word ratio and safer. That's what I'm helping you here. בסדר? הרשע הייתה, מה המקרה, אם האחרון בא, ובלעדיו, without him, לא היה שיבר בכלל, לא היה נשבר בכלל. גמרא ברשע חשבה פשיטה שהוא חייב לבד והכל. ולכן, זה לא יכול להיות המקרה של המשנה שלנו שמכשיר מקצת נזק משלם את הכל. הגמרא אמרה לא צריכה מה שאנחנו קוראים הסיפה. דבלב איהו הווה מדבר בתרי שעי בלעדיו האחרון היה נשבר בשעתיים והשתה יגבר בחדשה דאמרי לי שהם אומרים לא, לא, או אליו, אליו את, בלעדיך, אליו את, הויצפין עצבי פורטה וקיימן, בלעדיך, הספסל היה מורשל פלייב, כן? ספסל היה קיים יותר, כן? רשע בספר, ברור? ולכן הגמרא אמרה עכשיו, היינו חשבנו שזה יכול להיות שמה, שזה זה מה שהם אומרים לו, ולכן היה ודאי איזה הווה מינה, שמה, שהוא עכשיו גרם נזק, אבל עדיין, מה, לא יכול להגיד שהוא גרם את כל הנזק כי היה כבר נשבר, הוא רק ממהר את הנזק, כן? אז עכשיו שואל גמרא את השאלה. בסדר, עד עכשיו ברור? אנחנו רוצים לתרץ את הברייתא שאומר שהאחרון חייב והסיבה שהוא חייב זה מה? כי בלעדיו היה קיים עוד שעה. לכן הוא חייב. ולכאורה הוא חייב את הכל. כי הוא עשה את המעשה השבירה הסופית. לכן זה לא המקרה של המשנה שלנו. שואל הגמרא, ופה עוד פעם, אם היה לכם טושי מרקרס, I would say the ratio in one color, מה שאמרתי, a safe in another צבע, ועכשיו השאלה הזאת, ולמה להו, אילב אטום בדידי לא אבין מדבר, מה הגמרא שאלה, שמה, הוא האחרון יכול להגיב להם, אילב אטון was not for you, בדידי לא אבין מדבר. שמה, me alone, it would not have been broken. כן? כלומר, הוא רוצה להגיד למה אני חייב. אתם שותפים איתי. כן? רש"י מוסיף על זה, אבל זה לא ברור מה שרש"י אומר בתוך הגמרא, right? זה השאלה, ולמה, זה חשוב. מה השאלה? The guy is going back, and he's saying what? Why am I chayav? You guys are also accomplices. Because just me alone wouldn't have broken it. You guys are also achrayi l'nezek here. Shmuel, are you with me? I'm just doing pshat gemara, are you with me? Jacob, Shah Gemara, Labriu. Answers the Gemara. Lo tzricha. Because really he's not sitting. He's just leaning. The Bahavi the Samech Bahu, Tavar. Ha'acharon lo yoshev, aval hu somech. Ve'achare ha'smicha hu zenishpar. The Gemara Pshita, shu chayav. Ma'u detema ha'kocho lav kegufo dami. משמעו על הכוחו כגופו דמי, וכוחך על הכוחו תבר, כוחו נמי תבר. סיק. אוקיי. Let's go back now. What is the simple, when you read the Gemara, ולמה להו, מה שאמרתי את השאלה, יש רשע, סיפה, והשאלה הזאת. The רשע, again, is understanding the brighter. It's saying what? יש לנו חמישה שיושבים על ססף אחד, ולא שיבר. ובא השישית וישב ושיבר, השישית האחרון חייב. שואל ברשע עוד פעם השאלה, אם בלעדיו זה לא היה נשבר, פשוט שהוא חייב, זה היה הרשע. הסיפה אמרה שמה? שלא, זה היה נשבר, אבל השישית בא וממהר את הקץ. כן? שבלעדיו היה נשבר בשעה אחת, עכשיו נשבר בשעתיים. הפוך. היה בלעדיו נשבר בשעתיים, עכשיו נשבר בשעה אחת. השאלה ולמה? שהוא טועים בחזרה, אתם אחראים גם כן. על איזה שלב של הגמרא שואלים את השאלה הזאת? באיזה מקרה? ברשע או בסיפה. הפירוש הכי פשוט, מה אתם אומרים? סיפה, למה? Because it's right after. It's right next to it. Okay? And therefore what? They're saying, what does he say? The seifa is that it's going to be broken in 2 hours, now by him saying not broken 1 hour. You say, why am I the one who's only responsible? You're also a shutaf. You're also breaking it. Right? I happen to just taste it. So he should say to them, you guys, without me, it would have been broken also. Okay? Velema luhu, ilav atun, vididi lo avi mitra. Without you, with me, it would not have been broken. We have to add as fast. Right, we have to add that in the language. Give me 1 second. Now, what does that mean also, the simple pshat? Now, who says what I'm saying right now? Does Rashi say this?
That's the pshat in the Gemara? No. Rashi doesn't say this. The Torah explains it this way. Okay? Others explain this way also. Other Rishonim also explain this way. And what does it mean then? It means that the question of Vilema, Lehu, Ilav, Atum, Bididi, Lo, Avi, Mitfer, Zerak, Shayach, B'Seifa. Ava, B'Tocha, Reisha. Maya, Reisha, Otam, Hashe'ila, Shema. What was the Reisha? The Reisha was, if he would not have come and sit down, then what? He would not have broken at all. Could he claim, look, without me, it wouldn't have broken at all? Right? Without me, it wouldn't have broken at all, but you should have gotten up, and therefore you should share the responsibility. Can that question be asked according to the Torah? Yes or no? I'm going to say it again. You've got to stick with me. Vilema, according to the Torah, the simple pshat in the Gemara, this question of Vilema, of him saying, I'm not totally responsible, you're also responsible. When does that question apply? Rak b'sefer. B'toch ha-reisha, when without him, there would not have been any breaking. Could he say, look, you guys should have gotten up? Could he say that? No, according to the Torah. Right? According to Rashi, he's going to be able to ask that question. We're going to deal with two or three shitot at that point. Before reading it inside, that's what the Grah is coming to teach us, that what Rashi is mechadesh. Rashi is going to be mechadesh that question. Shehu omer, vama ani chayav? Atem tzrichim liyot chayav? Ze gam she biladav lo yanishbar klal. Without him. Without him, it wouldn't have been broken at all. Now he comes and sits and breaks it. Says Rashi, that question even applies when he could say what? You should have gotten up, or without me, would not have. Even without me, it would have broken. You're contributing factors. You're contributing partners to the Nezer. That is a machloket, clear machloket between the Torah, how he sees the Gemara, and how the Mechaber brings it down in Siman Shin Pei, and how the Vilna Gaon understands Rashi. We're going to see it's complicated, but simple. I just made it very simple for you. Tell me if you don't understand. Tell me if you do understand. Yeah, Avishav. I didn't give you the logic. I'm just showing you how to read it. Yeah. That's what Rashi comes to explain. Now, what is Rashi coming to do when he's saying that? Which question is he answering? That's going to be the question. Right? According to the Torah, because of that point, that's where what you just said forces the Grah to say that Rashi is explaining two questions. Because of that proof. To say that when he says what? That it's samachlu, right? There are two parts of the samachlu. What are the two parts of the samachlu in the Maskan, the Gemara? What are the two parts? Well, I'm not actually sitting, but what am I doing? I'm leaning over, and what am I doing by doing those two things? Number one is, I'm preventing them from getting up, and number two is, I'm actually putting pressure on the bench. According to the Grah, Rashi didn't have to bring down both of those. Because the whole point is what? If the whole point is to say, if the whole point is the question is vilema lehu, then I'm not totally chayav. You're also chayav. What could have the answer been? Right? I'm culpable also. How am I culpable also? I didn't let you get up. Does it need to say that I, by being someich, I caused damage? No. Why am I chayav? Because I didn't let you get up. That would have been enough. Because of that extra step, the Vilna Gaon explains that within that Rashi is explaining a different question. But I want to read it inside to make sure everyone understands what we're talking about. Okay? Let's look at the Vilna Gaon. Near Betzida, near Beit Ur Rashi. Everyone seeing the Vilna Gaon Gimel?
Mira Beur Rashi Mifaresh Dikushas Velema.
It says Vechule. What is the Vechule? What's the Velema? It's talking about the Seifa. And Velema is what?
Quote, this question that the sixth guy is going to say, Elav Atun, if it was not for you, Bididi lo having mitzvah, with me would not have been broken, meaning, how Rashi explains is that you should have gotten up also. Kai gam aresha. It's even going on the first part of the Gemara. If you're not following, then you're not listening. That's true. Pay attention, you can get it. I'm telling you, we're explaining it. Berachel b'tchak tana. Kai gam aresha. This question which he could ask. I'm not culpable. You should have gotten up. Even applies to when? The first case, quote, what is the case of the ratio? The afilav iu lo mitzvah klal, comma. Everyone with me? This question, ha-she'ila, she'hu yachol liton, she'atem muchrachim musarit hilchatit lakum, the afilu b'mikra rishon, afilu b'mikra shema, Biladi, without me, it would not have been broken at all. But I can claim to you that what? You should have gotten up, and therefore you're also responsible. On that piece, I'm skipping now just for a second, the Gruah. Go to the end. Avalatur, last three lines, I'm just showing it to you, just to understand here. Avalatur, Perush, Dekai, Rak, Adesamech. Lo tzricha debelav v'chule. This question is only going on the sefer. On what's lo tzricha debelav iu? The question right before it. Lo tzricha debelav iu havi mitvar betray shai v'hashli itvar b'chadashai. Where he could answer, what are you talking about? You guys should have gotten up. This is machloket number one. We're going to say the conceptual framework right now. Does everyone see what's going on here? Sam, are you with me? The velema, is it going on just the seifa? What I said, that what? What's the seifa, Mr. Engel? He says, or what's the seifa? Not what he says. What's the sefer? You got to be looking inside here, because if not, you're not going to understand the Gruah. You got to look inside. Rodenberg, what's the sefer? Tell me. Good. Says the simple pshat of the Gemara, and this is how the Torah explains it. Velema, he could say back to them, you guys should have gotten up. Good. Rashi says that question of Velema even goes on the first part. We're going to stop for 1 minute. We're going to explain what is the Torah saying. What the Torah is saying is that this idea of moral responsibility for these four people that are sitting there can only make sense in the eyes of the Torah by when? By the lax case, the safe. And not by the ratio. And we have to figure out what the machloket between Torah and Rashi is there. The Torah seems to be simple. What does the Torah say? Why does the Torah say that I can't say to you, you should have gotten up? What? It's lined up, that's true. That's a textual piece. I'm asking you a conceptual piece. Thank you. Because they're going to die and suffocate here. Yes? Please. Okay? We're not in the seminary here. And I'm saying, like, you know, help me out here. Yeah, new? What do you say? What is the conceptual framework? Ma svarata machloket bein ator na Rashi po. Yeah, what do you say? Not only textually, which is true, it's much more smooth, right? When it's right next to it. Correct. But what else conceptually?
Thank you.
Good. Good. Let's go one step at a time. Good. According to the Torah, what is going on here? These four people are sitting down. What's that called? Called sitting down. The Maaseh Yeshiva. Who sat down? Is there any damage they did? No, they sat down. Okay. Now this guy comes and breaks it. So what type of... Does he have any leg to stand on? Pun intended. At all to what? To be able to say, you should have gotten up. According to the Torah, the first one, the first case in the ratio. According to the Torah, what? Could he say anything? No. This, if you saw the Pnei Yoshua, this is how the Pnei Yoshua explained the Torah. Everyone open up the Pnei Yoshua. Okay? Pnei Yoshua explains it very, very clearly, which makes a lot of sense. What's a lot of sense? That what? They didn't do anything. You can't call their sitting both l'chadchila after the fact. They didn't do anything. Says the Pnei Yoshua, explaining this idea. Everyone did the Pnei Yoshua, right? V'leimo v'hu, imam v'atum v'didi l'chud lo v'mitra v'chule, nirid de'agufa de'braita, lo shayich la'akshot king. What he's quoting, that agufa de'braita, is what we call the ratio. V'ma sh'pirish rash. The ikra kushehu, right, how Rashi explains this line. This part could be confusing. Now what Rashi explains later on. How Rashi explains this line. What does Rashi explain this line mean? That by me coming, what should you have done? You should have gotten up. That's what he said. I mean, not everybody necessarily would explain that line. It doesn't say that. It should have said that. Right? In the actual line, Velema. Velema lehu, he should say to them, Ilav atun, if it wasn't for you, vididi lechud. For Rashi added that what? You should have gotten up. Right? That's the moral responsibility he's asking. As opposed to maybe not that they should have gotten up, but that we're equally responsible. Okay? But he's saying, according to how Rashi explains it, this question that you should have gotten up only applies what we call the Sefer. Behind him, the Fimaim Dimashani, the Lav Iyu. This is what we call the Sefer. Havi Mitzvah betray Shai. The Imkain, in that case, and this is what Kaplan just said, the Aski Adatayu, if they already know that it's going to be broken, She'asav Sal Karov Lishbor, what should they have done? They should have felt it. Hayalem Larkish Kishi Yeshiv Zeh, Shiv Kareva Shvira. Right? Somebody may be able to argue there. Maybe they don't know that either. But okay, we'll get to that. Okay? Maybe people can argue. How do they know? Is it going to be broken? Are they hearing cracks? Is there a sign there? You know, that's a question also. But the assumption right now, within the second part, is you can ask that question. That there was a Maaseh Shvira happening already. Right? It could be through the quality of the Safsal, so old. Right? A million and one things. Abba Pekufi the Bright, that originally what we call the Resha, Lo Shayech Lahakshot King. There can't be any moral responsibility. Lo Yichulim Lahakshot, Vilitzapot Me'arba Nashim, Shem Srichim Lamo. Lama. Cave in the Saka Daitach, the Irib the Safsal Chazak, Achmed Abrim, Al Safsal Normali, the Lo Maski Adetayu Klal Shati Shaber. Lo Choshvim. Lo Srichim Lahakshot. Sha'asafsal yishaber. Neheche teisen yitchaimu. Kevin shelo hayala hem lamo. Hin lo asu klum. Ma heim asu. Omer apnei Yoshua. Ma heim tzrichim lachshov. They went to sit down. All they did was sitting down. Without this other guy, it would not have broken. They did nothing. Okay? Therefore explains the Torah. This is one of the reasons. You cannot, not only in a textual sense, because it's right next to the Sefer, but in a conceptual sense, mitzad svara, ze lo yachol liot ze ha-sheila al ha-resha. Ki ein hitchaibut bechlau, ein mitzad musariyut, hilchati sipiyah bechlau, shema,
שהארבע צריכים לעמוד, כי הם עשו רק מייסי ישיבת. לא מייסי הזק בכלל. Now what's Rashi going to say to that? Before we actually see what Rashi would say. Rashi is saying the question is on there. So Rashi's got to argue, right? What would Rashi say to that? Why is there a Havamina? What's Rashi saying? What did he say? Nope. What would Rashi answer? I don't know if they should know. Right? What? I'm asking you. That's exactly what I just asked. Right. We have to figure out what Rashi's are. He doesn't say it at that point. Right? We're saying it. What does Rashi say? What are they saying? Think about it. Think about what Rashi's going to say. What has been the kudata machloket now? What did he just say? According to the Torah, we're saying that what? When I sat down, what did I do? I sat. All four people, I sat. And without, or five people, and without the sixth person. Right? How does he explain that? Explain to me how he's saying that. Isn't that ludicrous? No. Tell me why. Why would Rashi say it to myself, is it? And therefore? Explain. So why, explain. But I, without him, I wouldn't have done any damage. So why are you calling my sitting damage? What? They wouldn't have done that. They would not. We're not arguing Matthias. That's the Matthias now in the Risha. You know, he said, she said. And in the Risha part, there's no damage without this guy. There's no damage. What? Not necessarily. That's not necessarily true. What? We're living in liberal America, liberal England, conservative England. Right? We all have rights, right? Why is it considered a Maisa Hezek according to Rashi? At the beginning, was it a Maisa Hezek when they sat down? Clearly not. That's clearly called a Maisa Yeshiva, correct? But now what happens? What happens? Bottom line, what happens? When he sits down and now a damage happens, what do you view it then? Conceptually, how do you do it? New? We're not at the Nisman here. We're not even there yet. But that's what that's already by the Maskana. We're asking, according to Rashi, there's a clear machlok between Rashi and the Torah here. Can you have this question and say, Velema, that they can expect from me, that this guy can expect from the five guys to get up, even though that without him, what they were doing would not have broken it? The Torah says, no, you couldn't have asked that question. Why couldn't you have asked that question? Because they were just sitting there. They did nothing wrong. They didn't do any Maisa Hezek at all. But for some reason, Rashi argues and says that question has legitimacy, at least on the side of the question, that we would cut and paste the lema, and it would apply to that point, even in the ratio, that even without the sixth guy, what happens? It would not break, but still he has the legal, juridic expectation to say what? You should have gotten up. What does Rashi say? It's true that what? When they first sat. Was it a Maisa Hezek? No, but what does Rashi say? Look at the bottom line. You look at it, it must be that what? They contributed together to what? To a Maisa Hezek. Yeah, how? If a person's coming to sit down, there is that piece. It's true initially. How he says, like the bottom line is, it's true initially, the Maisa I did was a Maisa Yeshiva at the beginning, not a Maisa Nezek. But Rashi say, look, bottom line is now, you all contributed to it, and therefore your Maisa Yeshiva is considered a Maisa Nezek also. That's seemingly one way to explain, let's see other ways in a second, the machlokes between Rashi and, I'm happy to. Do you understand that or not? What are we explaining? What's the logic? What, you don't understand the Rashi's logic? No problem. The logic, meaning you understand, you're good with the Torah's logic, right? Good. That's the we have to force to say, according to Rashi, that even though initially it's considered not a Maisa Hezek, but they should have seeing the writing on the wall, there's a certain level of Shia. When this guy comes, they should have gotten up. They should see either, meaning the truth is, we know that according to everybody, he's Papa Bara Abba, he's corpulent, and therefore you should have gotten up. Right? You should have gotten up. And that's considered Shia. No, with Safsal Chazak. Regardless. Without this guy, it's not breaking. They're sitting there, they're doing nothing wrong. Right? That's how the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam also brings it down also. To explain that within Rashi. Explain within Rashi. What? No. The ratio is that it's not going to break without this guy. It's not going to break. What? Why would they be chayav? It's because they should have gotten up when they saw this guy doing it. It's pshia. It's negative. What? It's not going to break. Without this guy in the ratio, it's not going to break. What? And what he could claim back to them is, you saw me sitting down. You should have gotten up. It's pshia, therefore you're also chayav. That's what Rashi says. Torah says, mapidom. All I did was sitting there, I did nothing wrong. You like the tour, but the Rashi is shot. What? You like Rashi? Yeah! It's also maybe Tom and Rabbeinu Tom. Right? Right? What he's saying with the strong bench, there's a strong bench, but once you see a huge guy, and we'll see again, we will see in Tosfo tomorrow if they're all corpulent or not, right? So we'll get to that. That's going to be a machlokes tomorrow between the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam. But even if there are four guys, and this guy is huge, what according to this is, they have a responsibility halachically. They are poshea by not getting up. And he can claim that, at least in the Havamina. At least in the Havamina. And the maskana is going to be according to Rashi. One second. Maskana is going to be according to Rashi is, why are they not chayav? It's because they couldn't get up because he was leaning on them. But that doesn't take away from the Havamina. That's what Tosas Rabbeinu, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam says. That's considered Pshia. Shayu poshim bekach, shayalahem lamod velo amdu. Okay? That's the Havamina. Okay? Now, let's keep reading the Gra, even though we can't see anything. One second. We have so much more to go, but hopefully now people understand what we're talking about. Okay? What we've explained so far is Velema, according to the Torah, only on the last question, the Sefer. According to Rashi, it even goes on the first part. We explained why, not only in a textual sense, but even in a conceptual sense, what are they arguing about? Possible. Now, let's read the Gra inside again. And now you can understand what's going on within the Rashi's also. Ready? Nira biur Rashi mefaresh the kushas v'leima kai gamaresham. The av de belav iu lo mit for klal. You can ask that question. De'i. Now he's going to prove another textual slash conceptual proof why this is true. De'i ad de samichle. My kamar de bahade v'chule. Tavar chule. Kamash malan chule. So pasha. Lama li. Okay, question mark. Let's do it again. Ready? Everyone look inside or you're not going to understand. Promise. Ready? From the beginning. Nira beir Rashi. Meforish the kushas velema kai gamaration. Da'afilav ihu lo mit for klal. Why? Now he comes to prove it. The e of the samachle. I.e. on the case of the Sefer. And that which the Gemara then says that what? That lo tzricha. My comrade, the Bahadin. Right? What's the Bahadin? That's the lo tzricha. That's the, right? That's the maskana. That what is the maskana? The maskana of this answer is that he's not actually sitting, but he's samich buhu. And as a result of him leaning on them, not actually sitting, it breaks. So ask the Vilna Gaon, why does he have to say that there were two actions and that's why he's chayav? One is that he's holding them up from getting up. And number two, that he's actually causing what? He is what? Breaking the bench. Right? Lama li klal. Why do I need that the concept that he himself is also breaking the bench? Quote, comma. Av shenishbar al yadam levad. Uvetarti shayi. That's his proof there. He says what? Even if what? Even if he did not contribute to the actual what? Breaking of the bench. But what? The bench was going to be broke by those guys. But for them, it was going to be 2 hours. Now by him sitting down, it's 1 hour. But what's his contribution to it? He held them back. So if this question of what? The lema, that you should have gotten up, then what? And it was going on this last part, all you have to say is what? That the lema. The lema lehu ilav atun. Was it for you? BDD law having mitzvah. Without me, it would not have been. With me, it would not have been broken. And the answer to that is what? You know what the answer is? You know why you're chayev? You're chayev because you didn't allow us to get up. And that's why you're chayev. That would have been great. But what? You, in the Gemara, brought down two elements. Right? Number one is, you didn't allow us to get up. And number two, by you sitting down, you contributed to the actual breaking of the bench. Why do you need that? Explains Rashi, I'll tell you why I need that. Aval ikaya resha. If this question's going on the resha, al korchach sarach shvirato gamkin. I need what? If this question of what? Is that you should have gotten up. Okay? And the answer is what? Part of the answer is that by him sitting down, not only is he not letting them get up, but it's also what? What's he doing? By him, the maskana of the Gemara is what? Not actually sitting, but by his somich. That's considered shvira. So it needs to be talking about. Ukamash Malan. The Chiddush is, Avshe Shiber Bismicha, you are considered a, not groma, but actual Maisamas V'zehu shekasuv pshita ma'u the same. If it, now what? What's the pshita? The pshita is that when I come and now break it, I would have thought that what? At the beginning of the Gemara, I would have thought that I'm not chayev. Why? Because am I actually sitting? No. It's just I'm being somich. So I would have thought that what? Kocho lav kigufo dami. Kamash malon kochos kigufo. And I'm considered a maisa mazik. The zeu shekos of Rashi. Now when we go back to the Rashi, in the answer, lo tzricho de bahadi de samach alayu. He says, lo olam. Look what Rashi then says. Lo tzricho de bahadi de samach alayu. Everyone with me? Not really, huh? Lo olam de balav ihu. Lau have mitzvah klal. So what's Rashi saying here? Really, that's going on what? On the ratio. That's the ratio. Lo olam devlav e without him lo have mitzvah klal. Okay. Now, where does he answer the question? So now there are two questions to answer, right? According to Rashi, what are the two answers? Two questions to answer. Question number one is, why didn't they get up? Right? Because that's one of the questions now according to Rashi. You should have gotten up. You have a moral responsibility. You're poshe also. Where does Rashi answer that question? In the next Rashi, Samach Bahu. Samach Bahu. Mismach aliyem v'lo yochlu lamod. That Rashi's answering that first question. That's saying that what v'leim aluhu, you guys should have gotten up. Answers Ra, answers things. Samach bo, you got your what? You held us back. We couldn't get up. The first question. What's the first question? First question. Isn't it pashut? Isn't it pashut that what by me coming and sitting down and breaking it, I'm chayiv. It wasn't going to be broken without me. Answers Rashi, Ayu the commerce pshita. What's the answer? Lo tzricha, the lo yeshiv alav. He's not actually sitting on it. Ella amar al raglav. He's standing on his feet, but he's leaning on it. Nismach aliyem. Asla shmi inon de kocho kigufo dami. This is what the Gra explains within Rashi. That the first Rashi is coming to answer this question of pshita. That if it wouldn't have been broken at all, then what? What am I doing? Of course I'm going to be chayiv. The answer is what? It's not actually sitting, it's kocho, the chiddush is kocho kigufodom. And the first question, Bakushya Rishona, that says they should have gotten up, Rashi answers that in deeper amazchel, samach. Please God, tomorrow, we will make sure you go over this. Took me many, many hours to understand what I just said. Hopefully you now, I hope I laid it pretty clear for you. We see what the Rambam says. What does the Rambam do with this? And then that we will continue on with Tosfot and other fun things within this. That what?
He heard me.